Hey, I'm Des Money.
And I'm Jesse Money.
And you're watching CMS TV.
There you go, a couple of fuck songs. So that was a fun segment. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good.
I always enjoy your, you know, candid takes on these situations that seem to be plaguing us.
Yeah.
In society, no matter where you belong, whether you're here in the U.S. or in Europe or whatever, but you know, the fact is that we you and I. Cater to an audience within our demographic or age range. Mm-hmm. And most of these topics that we cover are not, you know, unfamiliar.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So, yeah, that was just, I figured you might get a pretty good laugh out of that.
Yeah, I can't wait till other people hear it, though.
but the thing is, it's factual.
Yeah,
you know it is. It's just factual. So, I'm gonna forward you over another thing that I have.
Okay.
And this is kind of in the same realm, sort of, kind of. Probably something you're not aware of. I certainly was not aware of this.
Okay.
When I saw it, it just kind of came across my feed. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I'm looking at this and I'm just like, holy shit, what is this? So I had to explore this. And the more I explored it, I was just like, Jesus Christ, I was not aware of any of this. Because I don't participate in pop culture, the latest trends, what people are doing so much as far as like lifestyles are concerned. I'm just concerned with me and me alone, being right. This bastard that I am.
Right.
And when I see stuff like this, I'm just like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
So while you're pulling this up,
I've got it.
While you're pulling this up, I wanted to ask you,
yeah,
do you know what the term B as in boy, B as in boy, L as in love is? A BBL.
I'm going to guess it's big booty, right?
Well, it's sort of that, but that's not what it is. I mean, it means that, but not specifically in those terms.
Okay.
BBL, I wasn't aware of this until this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the popularity of Kim Kardashian,
mm-hmm,
and her big booty.
This is not it, Phil. That is not it, Phil. Stop it. It's so wrong.
So in the last decade, women.
No, boss metal.
In the last decade, women, in most women, have sought out getting a bigger booty.
Right.
So they have sought out various ways of getting that accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And some women have died because they've gone to some cut rate doctor who've injected their asses with like silicone,
right?
Like automotive grade silicone, and they've died through poison, you know, being poisoned or whatever. But there is an actual medical procedure,
mm-hmm,
called a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh,
are you familiar with this?
I'm not.
Well, apparently this is what Kim Kardashian has done.
Which she has a Brazilian butt lift.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Okay. Well,
looking at that chocolate women behind you, they all look very Brazilian butt lifty to me.
don't know, if you look at this one over here on the right side, she got a pretty flat ass, actually.
Yeah, well, if you look at the girl over your right shoulder.
Right.
She's a very thick girl.
Yeah.
Well, she's
eating a couple of those chocolate bunnies herself.
Apparently so. But apparently that is like the trend. Chicks like a big thick booty.
Right.
And they've gone some fat ass. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly right.
Exactly. Not what I'm not into that. I'm
not into it either.
Not into that. Never found that attractive. I like a girl who's in shape and, you know, shapely, but I don't like a big massive booty like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I don't find Kim Kardashian to be hot at all in any aspect.
In her face.
I don't find her face to be that hot.
You know, she's a attractive, pretty girl in the face. I mean, do I go, oh my God, Kim Kardashian? No.
She's the ugly sister to me.
Well, but apparently women will spend a lot of money to get liposuction to suck out the fat in her belly and suck out fat in her thighs and suck out fat in various areas and then have it injected in their ass.
Oh, great.
Have the big booty going on.
Okay.
To achieve that look.
Okay.
Well, there is a side effect of the big booty look.
All right.
That I was not aware of, but apparently there's a thing called BBL smell.
Smell?
Smell.
This is not going anywhere good.
Apparently women who have gotten this BBL procedure, their asses stink.
Is it because it's so big they can't wipe it right?
Oh, my God.
Is that true? Is that it?
Well, let's find out.
Okay. All right.
Let's find out.
All right.
There's a whole video out here about women who've received the BBL procedure.
Okay.
And the side effects of getting a big Brazilian booty lift.
All right.
And the fact is now that they have the big booty, now they stink.
All right. Yeah, I mean, Kim Kardashian, she just looks like she stinks. Don't you think? I honestly, when you look at her, you don't think, oh, I bet you she smells great.
No.
But now we know she stinks. She smells like an outhouse, huh?
Apparently so.
All right.
An outhouse door, a shit house door on a tuna boat.
Yep. All right. You ready for this video?
Let's hear it.
All right. Let's hear what this guy has to say.
Yeah, those BBLs be stinking.
In order for you to have a BBL, you have to stink for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's the sad reality of a BBL.
Do BBLs really smell bad? Well, let's break it down on this video.
Where'd they find this fucking heterosexual?
Well, apparently he's a plastic surgeon who performs or has performed BBLs in the past.
Jesus.
And he is a expert in plastic surgery or, you know, alternative body changing people's whatever.
Mm-hmm. He's an expert of something that involves the ass.
Right. Well, what is Kevin Dubrow's brother's name? Wasn't he in that movie, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something?
I don't know.
Kevin Dubrow's brother is like a plastic surgeon.
Right.
It smells like a sweet. And he had a show where he talked about the plastic surgery that he's performed on a lot of these Hollywood type people.
Okay.
And he's done a lot of those things, you know, but this guy apparently has done a lot of these type of surgeries.
That would be Terry Dubrow.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware.
All right.
All right, well, let's go back to this lady. I mean, this guy. All right, here we go.
Today. The term BBL smell, or the phrase BBLs be smelling, is going viral on social media. People are claiming that women who undergo BBL surgeries smell bad afterwards. Is that true? Let's hear what some people are saying.
BBL.
Can you imagine going through 12 years of fucking medical school and you're making fucking videos about stank ass?
Well, a majority of these people who are commenting on these are the Swedes.
Are they?
Yep.
So they might not have had surgery. They might just have big asses.
Exactly.
All right. All right, here we go.
But they be smelling and shit.
They be smelling,
they
huh?
Be smelling like shit.
All right. Interesting.
Smells is trending. And there are a lot of reasons for that smell.
So I don't know what he was trained in, if he's a physician, if he is in the medical field, but he obviously has some of his own ideas. Now, first of all, before we hear what his thoughts are, what is a BBL? BBL stands for Brazilian butt lift. And this is an operation where you liposuction fat from one part of the body, like the thighs, the hips, or the abdomen. We purify the fat and then inject it into the buttocks as a way to enlarge them. We make little incisions in the buttocks to inject the fat, and then about half the fat or so will stay long term. And this is the most common way that people basically enlarge their rear ends.
If someone has had a normal size behind for all of their life, and then they switch up and now they got this big BBL, they have to reach back there and really clean. You know what I'm saying? And if they're not used to doing that, they might not know that, hey, you sweat differently. Everything is different when you add that much more meat back there. That thing can't breathe as good.
So I think he's saying that it's...
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Easter, Chris.
Yeah, no shit.
This is a gift that keeps on giving.
Holy cow. This is a whole different kind of chocolate egg.
Were you aware of this?
No.
I was not either. And when I ran across this, I was like, holy shit, I got to bring this to the show tonight.
Oh, my God. Yuck. Just yuck. All right. I like how this doctor's trying to play it off like it's some medical condition. No, it's not. You know what it is? She's got to wipe fucking left to right instead of front to back now. She's got a wide ass. It's covered with fucking shit smears.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Harder to clean back there when your butt is so much bigger. And not having had a BBL, I can't say for sure if that's true, but I guess theoretically that could be the case. It's just harder to maybe reach back there.
When you get a BBL, your ass is so rock hard. Like, I could barely get toilet paper in like a hand between my butt cheeks, let alone like an enema. And that thing is tiny.
So there is truth here. When you undergo a BBL surgery, depending on how much fat is injected into the butt can feel real hard and firm. And this is something, you know, I used to do BBLs back in the day. I don't do them anymore. And even the ones that I did, I would only inject maybe 300 or 400 cc's into each butt cheek. Now, how much is 300 or 400 cc's? Well, it's about 1/3 to 1/2 of a 1 liter canister.
Jesus Christ. God damn.
This is what people are doing and spending their money on so they can have that Kim Kardashian look.
Yeah. Putting a fucking liter of fucking
half a liter
shit in your ass. Well, to make you smell like you have shit in your ass.
Well, it's their own fat. So yeah. they're just taking fat from one area and injecting it into another area. Smell to the grind.
Yeah. This is, you know, if you're going to invest, I mean, what do you think this costs? $5,000, $6,000, $7,000?
I'm thinking closer to 10.
So 10 grand.
Yeah.
You can't invest in 200 fucking bucks to get a bidet thing going on here? So it just squirts up your ass and cleans it out? What the fuck? If you're dropping 10 G's anyway, what's 200 more bucks?
They're dropping plates on your ass, biatch.
They're dropping stank in your ass, bitch.
Exactly.
Jesus. Stink in your ass, bitch. Stink in your ass. Your fucking big ass stinks. Your fucking big ass stinks.
This is the quality entertainment you paid for, folks.
Yeah, there's your $5 worth. Yeah. I'm funny.
Yeah, you never thought you'd get BBL humor here on the show.
I'll bet you in the history of the world, this is the first time that Disturbed got parodied with BBL songs.
Right.
Shut it. All right, here we go with more of this guy.
Or let's say a quarter of a 2 liter. So we're not talking a huge amount of fluid. And that much was enough oftentimes to cause a butt to feel pretty firm and hard. Well, there are doctors who are injecting literally 1 liter or even 2 liters into each butt cheek. And if that's the case, can you imagine how hard those butts will be afterwards?
I think that girls just aren't wiping good enough or cleaning between their butt cheeks after they do the number two good enough. And that's what's stinking. So if you get a BBL, I suggest this to anyone, but I highly suggest using baby wipes to wipe.
So that tends to be the most common hypothesis.
How about you jam a towel up in there and fucking run it through like a squeegee?
It's just like a credit card.
Just whoop, whoop, whoop. How about that?
Wow. Can you imagine if your chick was so hell-bent on that and she came back stinking and it's like, did you wipe today?
My God. Although our answer is not much better. You imagine this chick coming out of the bathroom every day with a fucking brown streak on the edge of every towel. Hey, what happened to the side of your towel? Nothing. Nothing at all.
I think this is another Chris Aiken book, Cause and Effect.
Yeah. Cause and Effect, BBL smell.
Right.
Jesus.
You be stinking.
Yeah. This is really gross. So they're literally walking around with a dumper full of poop.
Yeah, they smeared it up in the old ass cheeks because they couldn't clean it all out.
How pleasant.
Yeah, I know. Delicious.
And it's an ugly look, too.
Mm-mm.
Looks bad, smells bad. Why do it? Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. Do you get a free bidet with a BBL? You should.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, they sell those like attachments that you can hook up to like a regular toilet.
Right.
They're not even expensive.
No.
Hook that shit up.
Yeah. Clean that ace out.
Yeah, no kidding. Nobody wants that. Jesus.
Hypothesis of why BBLs smell is that people just aren't able to wipe back there as well as they ideally should. One other option other than baby wipes, though, is to get a bidet, because that's a great way to clean your bottom without having to kind of really reach back there. But there are other theories that are being presented for the BBL smell of why this is happening. So let's hear from a guy who I think looks like a real expert at BBL.
And in the club, sometime it do.
Why does he look like a real expert?
He's making a joke.
Oh, all right.
He's being facetious.
I was going to say, what makes this guy an expert?
Well, what he's saying is that people online always give their thoughts and philosophies.
All right.
Like, oh, well, you must be an expert.
All right, Boss Metal. Stop it. Just stop it.
It's just like they don't have access to IDs either, right?
Yeah. True. Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
It do leave a little trail, you know? Like, we could be in the section, and it could be, like, two or three BBL baddies, and you wondering, like, who the hell got cheesy fries? You know? Like, who got their socks out? You know, something don't smell right. It ain't the champagne. It ain't the Hennessy. It be the BBLs. And when they bundled up together, it's like a trash pile. You know,
I feel
like a trash pile.
Like a trash pile.
Have you ever drank Hennessy?
Once, one time in the military.
It is vile.
That's not real good.
That is vile shit. And but the brothers, they love the Hennessy.
They do love it.
Awful.
They love a lot of stuff that's not very good. Like the Olding.
Terrible. It's terrible.
I never understood the Old English. That's some awful beer, ugh, too. Ugh. They like the Olding. Eek. All right. Here we go.
So there's three trash pile bitches got up from the table. It's like, what the hell is that stench?
Yeah.
These these bitches be stankin'.
They stink. All right, here we go.
Bad laughing, but I mean, trash pile? Huh? And is the term BBL baddie really commonly used? This is the first I've heard of the term BBL baddie.
Not all of them, but you gotta understand, it's like physics. If you was a chick that was like, all right, 150, right? 150 pounds, and then you got a BBL. So the BBL made you probably like 170, 180. You're not used to that.
Added 30 pounds of ass?
He added 20 pounds of ass.
20 to 30 pounds of ass.
10 pounds of cheek.
Jesus. That's a lot of addition there.
That's a big old full addition to that house.
My God. All right.
Okay, so if you have a BBL, fat is taken from one part of the body and injected into the butt. So you are removing fat and then putting it back in, and then some of that fat will once again go away. Your body will absorb it. You are not adding 20 pounds of somebody else's fat to your body. So if you weigh 150 pounds before your BBL, unless you gain weight naturally by eating too much and not, you know, moving enough, you're not going to go from 150 to 170 just because you had a BBL. It's not physics that way. That, unfortunately or fortunately, is not true.
You feel me? That hand to back motion, you're not used to that extra 20 pounds back there. So when you cleaning, you may miss a few little specks. You feel me? You know, I know a chick, she be doing waxing, and she be saying them BBL baddies be coming in with specks, and, you know, the thong was supposed to be blue, but it's brown in certain because they can't get that gold.
Come on!
They're specks.
Ugh.
So she be waxing, and she comes in there with specks all up in her ass.
Oh, this is horrendous. God damn it. This is horrible.
I know you would love this.
It's terrible. Ooh.
Stankin' underwear.
So bad. All right, here we go.
Brown. You understand me? So, yeah, that BBL do got a smell.
I love how he speaks with such confidence as if he is an expert at this stuff.
As someone who's Dominican, I'm going to explain the BBL smell.
All right.
So it sounds like she is an authority on BBLs and why BBL surgery may cause somebody to smell bad because she's Dominican.
Ah, good point.
The smell doesn't come from the butt or from the vag. The smell comes from the fat excretions that are coming out.
Do tell more. Fat excretions?
So when women have liposuctions and BBLs, about 3 weeks later, all the way up to 3 weeks later, they have excretions, actually grease, that comes out of their body, and it has a putrid smell.
So why would an incision drain putrid smell 3 weeks after an operation? The only real reason why is if it's actually infected. An infection is going to cause a whole lot more issues than a smell. Now, it's very common after liposuction or a BBL surgery to get a little bit of drainage for a day or two, maybe 3 days at the longest, after an operation like this. You know, we get that fluid that we inject that will help to reduce bleeding that can kind of seep out through these incisions, but it's not necessarily fat that is coming out. And if it smells as bad as she's saying, then yes, you've got to worry about an infection. That is not common.
So the BBL smell is not because of women's pH balance, it's not because they don't shower. It's simply because it's fat excretions that are still coming out weeks after the surgery is finally done.
Now, I know she's Dominican.
Fat excretions.
Fat excretions.
gangrene.
Oof. All right, here we go.
But I don't think that this is true.
Okay, this young lady said, y'all be saying anything. BBLs don't produce a smell. If somebody stinks, it's personal hygiene. That is completely false and untrue.
See?
So he definitely knows. And we're going back to the first guy in the video who said that BBL stinks. So let's find out why he thinks that these stink, because he seems like he is definitely an authority at this.
As a matter of fact, you see, one of the side effects of a BBL is fat necrosis, which produces an excretion of the fat that was put in, and it smells. Another lady in my comments confirms that she had a BBL and had to wait 4 months before she could do anything because of the excretions.
So fat
necrosis.
4 months. I love his expert witness, though, who threw something in my fucking Facebook comments or whatever. Jesus, really? That's an expert?
That's an expert. They must know.
I guess so, because they commented.
Yeah, for 4 months, a third of a year.
And they used a shit emoji to explain the smell.
Right.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
Necrosis is a known complication of BBL and any type of fat grafting surgery. And essentially what it is it's fat that dies. Now, most of the time when fat necroses, it can either liquefy and the body absorbs it, or it can actually turn into a hard mass that oftentimes doesn't get reabsorbed at all. But I have never heard of fat necrosis draining through incisions and smelling really, really bad.
What is that? Look at these comments. Obama, you.
God.
All right, Phil. Now that's not nice. Phil.
Fat necrosis.
Phil, stop. That's not a thing. Necro ass. All right, that can't be true either.
There's our WSTB listener.
Yeah, there you go. Well, he's as much of an expert as that guy's expert witness.
Yeah, dingleberries the size of Hershey Kisses.
That's right. Yeah. All right, more from the doc.
Oh, my God.
And if fat necroses, it doesn't necessarily leak out through incisions unless, let's say, there was some type of an infection causing that incision to open up. So I've really enjoyed all these TikTokers' theories about the BBL smell, especially how they present them with such confidence. It cracks me up, and I really got to give them a round of applause, because that was a lot of fun. So what do I believe the BBL smell comes from? Well, I believe that most likely it's due to personal hygiene. And if it's not due to personal hygiene, then the other potential cause of a bad smell after BBL is an infection, which hopefully is not true, because that can be life-threatening. Or maybe they didn't wash their compression garment very often. Most patients who undergo this operation have to wear a compression garment for several weeks, sometimes longer, after the operation. And they wear them oftentimes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you're not washing that garment regularly, it can stink. So I don't think that everybody who has a BBL smells bad. And one good example of somebody who I think had a BBL, and I don't think she smells bad, is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, stop.
And take a peek at this video right up here, where I go over what I think is going on with Kim Kardashian's rear end. And remember, eat real food, use clean skincare, and auto-juvenate before you operate.
All right. Yeah. Wow.
So there you are.
It's a hell of a lot of advice.
Should we find out what is going on with Kim Kardashian's ass?
Oh, we can. Let's find that out
since we only got a few minutes left.
We got a few minutes left. Let's get back to the end here and we'll click that video.
Well, how about that, Chris? Were you aware of this? I know you were a sexual expert with the older folks getting STDs, but were you aware of the BBLs?
The girls I know ain't getting BBLs. They're just fat.
They're just naturally fat.
They're just fat.
They're just dropping plates on their ass. Yeah,
they're just pizza fat.
Right? Well, let's find out what's going on with Kim Kardashian's big fat ass.
All right, let's find out.
Most famous butt in the world. She's made millions off of it, and men are fighting over it and her. So why would a plastic surgeon like me not recommend that you...
Are you fighting over Kim Kardashian's fat ass?
No, I'm not. Maybe I'm the loser in the bunch.
This is the reason why the last couple of times I've come to Ohio and haven't met up with you is because I was afraid you and I would get in a fist fight over Kim Kardashian's ass.
It's a legitimate concern.
I was concerned that I would have to fight you mano a mano over Kim Kardashian's ass.
Yeah.
Because I knew if I didn't, stand up for her, somehow you were going to take her away from me.
I was trying, but just wasn't meant to be.
I guess not.
All right, let's hear what the doc has to say.
All right.
Get one like hers. I'll cover why you will regret getting Kim Kardashian's butt over the next 3 minutes.
Okay.
First, let's figure out why Kim's butt is as big as it is. Some people have speculated that Kim's butt is due to buttock implants like this one. But she revealed on Keeping Up with the Kardashians that her butt is real, and she proved it.
People don't want to believe it. My butt is real.
No implant. This is
shocker.
Now, I'm glad that she doesn't have implants, because buttock implants like this can have a plethora of complications. They can flip and move out of place, and they can get infected because, honestly, that area isn't the cleanest part of the body. So if she doesn't have buttock implants, how can a plastic surgeon...
Who gives a shit?
Well, you say that, and I say that, and probably most of our listeners say that, but there's a lot of automatons out there who go, what is Kim Kardashian doing today?
My God.
Oh. What is she doing today? What is she suggesting today?
BBL slap.
Well, we did see, what was it? Was there a
butt slapping? Yeah, it was a butt slapping contest.
Yeah.
They have that. It's not a full-fledged thing yet. It's just a side hustle.
I think we should promote that.
I'd go to that event. Go to that event before I'd go to a power slap event.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Make a butt as big as hers.
That's a pretty big butt.
BBL stands for Brazilian butt lift, and this is a surgical procedure where you liposuction fat from one part of the body and inject it into the buttocks. About half of the fat that is injected into the buttocks can stay long term, and some doctors will inject liters upon liters of fat into each butt cheek. One big problem with this operation is that in the wrong hands, it has the highest death rate in all of plastic surgery.
Whoa.
Upwards of one in every 3,000 people who undergo this operation under the wrong hands will die from it. And when you pump a butt full of fat so it's as big as Kim's, how is that butt gonna look in 10, 15, or 20 years? Fat does not have any structure to it. It's not gonna hold its shape. So what holds its shape is the skin. And as we all know, skin sags and gets droopy as you age. So adding...
All right. So basically what he's saying is, if you've got this big fat ass, it's gonna drop down to your fucking back of your knees.
Well, it's no different than the big boobs you were mentioning earlier in the show, that it's stomach height. So yeah, everything succumbs to gravity.
Yeah. Jeez, oh man. Yeah, dude, bro, she got famous sucking dick. Yeah, I guess technically that's true. She was so bad at it though.
Yeah, well, good-looking girls don't suck dick well.
And she doesn't. I mean, at least the video of her and Ray J, that girl did not know how to fucking treat a cock. That is for sure. But, all right, let's get back to Dr. Hetero here. Here we go.
That much weight in the form of fat to a pair of buttocks can be a recipe for a saggy, droopy rear end in the years afterwards.
Imagine how saggy those things would be.
So what should you do if you want a bigger bottom? Well, here are my holistic recommendations. If you want to surgically enhance your buttocks, consider having a conservative BBL by a board certified plastic surgeon who's a specialist in this procedure. You don't want just any old doctor dabbling in your butt. But if you're okay with a more modest filling and lifting, you may want to consider one of the plethora of muscle stimulating devices that are on the market today. Now, these devices will stimulate your gluteus muscles to contract tens of thousands of times in short 30-minute sessions. The results aren't anything like surgery, but they are safe and they can definitely help. And obviously,
can you imagine walking around with this bullshit on
all day? See, this is what women will do to, you know, accomplish that look, whatever that look is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vince Neil did this with his gut.
Yeah, he did.
He did that whole, because I remember seeing some videos of him there. He's laying on a table and they were putting that fucking shock system on his stomach.
Yeah, what was it called? Reinventing Vince Neil?
No, I'm talking about recently, like when he got real fat and then all of a sudden he was thin for the tour.
Yeah, he was trying to get rid of the basketball belly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he used these fucking electrode things to give him like 10,000 sit-ups worth of stimulation a day or whatever. All right, here we go.
Obviously, work with a personal trainer to get those glutes pumping. Well, we've talked about Kim's butt, but what about Kim Kardashian's face? Well, take a peek at this video right up here where I react to the plastic surgery that I believe she's had done to her face. I break down her plastic surgery over the years.
Don't care.
All right.
Don't
care. There you are. So now that you've learned about BBL,
mm-hmm.
and you got a lot of BBL chocolate women behind you.
Yes.
Are you more informed today than you were yesterday?
I'm more informed, but it's useless knowledge because I'll never, ever be trying to date one of these broads.
Yeah, because you know that their BBL will be stankin'.
Even without that, I just don't have any attraction to that.
Right.
It's not a good look.
No, I agree.
That's the thing that I don't understand about all of it is why would you want to look fat?
Because they want to look like Kim Kardashian.
Ugh, dumb.
This is the worship of the Hollywood elite.
Yeah, well, y'all can have it.
All right. Well, I think it's been a pretty good show.
Yeah, funny.
It's been fun. It's been topical.
Yeah.
It took some twists and turns that I'm sure you weren't aware of.
No, I wasn't.
But you were well prepared because of life experience and, you know, unbridled thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And, happy Easter to everyone who celebrates the Christian holiday.
That's right.
It's a what do you want to call it? It's a hateful holiday for the Jewish people and people who are of if you're an atheist and don't believe that way.
Mm-hmm.
So don't turn us into the thought police for saying happy Easter.
Yeah, you can turn us in. We don't give a shit.
I don't want to have the FBI knocking at my door for a hate crime.
Well, then we might as well delete that third segment.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I will be in Texas next weekend. Mm-hmm. I will be in El Paso at Speaking Rock Casino Friday. And okay. I will be in Banderas, Texas on Saturday. With Dawkin.
Nice.
So you'll probably get a best of show, maybe.
Oh, you will, because together. I will be watching WrestleMania now that you are not going to be fucking here.
All right.
I can tell you for a fact where I'll be.
And for those of you in the Illinois area, you'll be out seeing Lynch Mob with the other voice of Rat.
That's right.
My Crusier.
There you go.
But if you're in the Texas area and you came out to the shows in Texas, come up and say hello. I would like to meet you and know that you listen to the CMS.
There you go. Say hi.
Yeah. Last time I was in El Paso for Speaking Rock pre-plandemic, actually the week that the plandemic shut the country down, several fans actually came out to the El Paso airport to greet us and several CMS fans were out there waiting for me to come out.
That's cool.
To say hello. So if you're out in those areas and you're coming to the shows, make yourself known.
Yeah. Say hi.
Yeah. So anyway, happy Easter. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you, CMS local fans, for your patronage, as well as the people on Rumble, as well as all the people who listen on our other platforms. And again, I'm going to be out next week. So I'll be back in, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do this thing all over again live.
Yeehaw.
So because of this segment that we did, I have no idea what this is. This is I don't even know who this artist is. I think he's a country artist.
Okay.
Johnny Tucker. I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
But he sings a song called Big Butt Woman.
All right. Fair enough.
So I'm going to end the show with that, since we ended the show, or since we talked about people who got the BBL.
Yeah. Okay.
So until 2 weeks from night live, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Egan.
And we're gone.
See you, kids.
You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.